This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been talking about a lot of different subjects. I can reset it for you real quick. 412-928-9370 is the number. Somehow we got on to the discussion about the Patriots and their dynasty and Tom Brady and all that other stuff. I did throw out the question, if you were Jacksonville and had a choice of Nick Foles or Eli Manning or Joe Flacco, who would you most want? We're talking about Mike Munchak, the Steelers, all of their drama. So really a lot of different things. One thing I will say is, and I've said this a number of times over the last year and a year and a half, 2 years, the biggest problem that Steeler fans have with the Patriots is that the Patriots are everything the Steelers should be and aren't. Over these last 7, 8, 9 years, I mean, I would say there's no way you're going to convince me that the Patriots have had that much more talent, if more talent at all, than the Steelers. I just think the attention to detail, you know, the way that they do business, the value they play, you know, the value they place on winning, it all, to me, adds up. And that really is the difference. Let's go to, who's on line number one there, Greg? I can't read it. John, how are we doing, John?
I'm good. How you doing, Paul?
I'm good.
All right. So you kind of sidetracked me from my first point when you were talking about Bill Belichick and, you know, how successful he is. The thing for me is experience. Bill Belichick took his first coaching job in the NFL in 1975 as a special assistant. Mike Tomlin was 3 years old. Okay? So when you talk about experience, Bill Belichick has knowledge and practical experience that you can't just give Mike Tomlin. He has to learn and grow and go through this thing. And he's been extremely successful already, as young as he still is, with what knowledge he does have. You know, I think
he's been a head coach for 12 years.
He's
been a head coach for 12 years now, though. 13 seasons or 13 seasons. At what point are you allowed to have expectations for him?
Well, I get it. But at the same time, Belichick's got 20 years on him, no matter what, of knowledge and experience. You can't make that up just by getting your 12 years in. Belichick's still gaining experience, you know? I don't see where the expectation is for Tomlin to be the coach that Bill Belichick is.
Well, I think there's a couple of things, though, that if Tomlin did differently, regardless of experience, I think you could make a case that they might be, you know, maybe not quite as successful, but they might be more successful than they've been.
I can understand that, but I think there's also some unrealistic expectation being set on the man.
Yeah, I mean, again, I appreciate the call. I can't go there because he's been a coach for 12 or 13 years. He's been handed a team that's really got a lot of talent. He's been given the opportunity to, you know, have a huge hand in who he gets to pick and who he gets to sign. At some point, there has to be expectations on him. And you know what? Steeler fans have high expectations. In some ways, that's what probably makes them different in some ways than Pirate fans. There's a lot of Pirate fans. They'll be happy as pie if the Pirates go 83-79 this year. They'll be happy as can be. You know, there's a difference. Steeler fans want to win, period. They want to win. They want to win a championship. Matt in Washington. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I just wanted to bring up the fact, seems like in every generation that there's a coach that dominates. You can go all the way back to the 60s. It was Lombardi. You know, it was Chuck Noll in the 70s, Bill Walsh in the 80s. The 90s was a little bit, you know, kind of, you know, Joe Gibbs and Jimmy Johnson and those guys, Bill Parcells. But here in the 2000s, it's been Belichick. If you take Belichick off the board, you know, Cowher and Tomlin are going to be held in a much higher regard than they currently are. I just say to Steeler fans, you know, careful what you wish for when this guy's gone, because your team has a chance every year to be there. Now, I'm not saying things don't need changed and things don't need tweaked, but once again, just be careful what you wish for when this guy's gone.
Who, Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I look, I think he's a good coach. I do. I think that, you know, he deserves, you know, another chance, you know, another year at least to try and get things right. I agree with you that some of the stuff is a little bit, you know, some people are a little bit unrealistic, but I do think that now we're getting into almost a decade and he's only got three playoff wins given what he's been handed to him. I don't know if that's good enough.
Yeah, and I mean, I would definitely agree with that. You know, I just keep going back to, you know, the Cowher situation. You know, Tomlin's never had a losing season. Cowher had, what, four? And they were sub 500 seasons, you know, that he even got contract extensions under. Two Super Bowls, one win, same thing for Tomlin. I just think that you kind of ride with him until Ben goes into the sunset, and then you move on from there.
Okay, I can respect that. I appreciate that. Here's why I don't like comparisons to Cowher, and why I will say unequivocally that Cowher did a better job in my mind, in my estimation. Now, Mike Tomlin could change that by going out and winning a couple more Super Bowls, but the reality of the situation is Bill Cowher had Neil O'Donnell, he had Cordell Stewart, he had Kent Graham, he had Mike Tomczak, he had Tommy Maddox. He didn't have Ben his entire career. And the 3 years that he had Ben, and this is something that, you know, Cowher didn't win enough with Cowher's players. That idiot, you know, like I said, the only thing more idiotic than Tomlin won with Cowher's players is that Cowher didn't win enough with Cowher's players, because that's stupid. Cowher had Ben Roethlisberger as starting quarterback 3 years. That's it. The final 3 years. So if you're going to compare, Cowher didn't win enough with Cowher's players, compare those 3 years to what Tomlin did, because those were the only 3 years he had a quarterback. He had a quote-unquote Hall of Fame quarterback. And those are the years, and that was the team primarily that Tomlin inherited. Okay? Year one, he went 15-1. And they lost to the Patriots when the Patriots were still, like, head and shoulders, easily the best team. They lost to the Patriots in the AFC title game. So 15-1 AFC title game. Second year they won the division, or I'm sorry, the second year they got into the playoffs by winning 5 in a row, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So 15-1 AFC title game. Next year they win the Super Bowl. In between Super Bowl and the beginning of next season, people seem to forget this. It's when Ben went through a windshield in the South Side on his motorcycle. And as he was just trying to get back from all of that and come get healthy, which he was never right early in the season, but right before the season he had appendicitis and had to have an emergency surgery. And then he got a concussion. The first 7 weeks of the season, eight, 9 weeks, he was almost useless. It was the worst year of his career. He was 2-6 or 2-7 at that point. They finished 8-8. You know why they finished 8-8? Because he got healthy, and all of a sudden he started playing good football, and they were winning again. So if we're going to compare Tomlin to Cowher, at least have the context right. At least have the argument right. One guy has had for 13 years a Hall of Fame quarterback. The other guy had a bunch of guys who, you know, were basically maybe a step above journeyman. O'Donnell, Kent Graham, Tomczak, Cordell Stewart, Bubby Brister. These are the guys that Tyler Cowher had at quarterback. And I firmly believe you give him Ben Roethlisberger his entire career, he doesn't have losing seasons, and he probably wins more than one Super Bowl. So, you know, I think that if you're going to have that argument, have it at least the right way. Again, I'm not trying to get into that argument, but it's one of my biggest pet peeves, really, of the last 8 to 10 years, are the Tomlin defenders. Cowher didn't win enough with Cowher's players. Yes, he did. Actually, he won. If you want to compare the team that Tomlin had that he inherited, yes, he actually did. And the Tomlin haters, Tomlin won with Cowher's players. So what? Tomlin had to coach them up. Someone had to coach them. Oh, God. Can you see that you really scratched a wound there that really I didn't want to get? 412-928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.